Hello?
Night.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Evergreen Development?
It is.
Hi, my name is Jose, and I'm with Cabinet Hub Direct. Are you the one in charge of your cabinet sourcing?
I am.
Oh, I know you're probably busy here. It probably is the end of the day, so I'll make this very quick. I was wondering if I can give you some information in distribution and manufacturing in Florida. Would you be interested?
So you're manufacturing and distributing out of Homestead?
Actually, we have a manufacturing plant in Mexico, but we warehouse in Florida, which is going to be Gibsonton, to be exact, give or take about 25 minutes south of Tampa. We do distribute all over the U.S., excluding Alaska or Hawaii. And the product that we provide, we'd like to use a little higher-end product, which is a solid maple wood face or a birch with a half-inch solid plywood box. Our drawers and our shelves are at 3/4 inch, and they are dovetail fasteners, English dovetail fasteners to be exact. And they do come standard with soft closed doors and hinges. We stick to a Sherwin-Williams paint that we do pass through a UVL and finish in a kiln oven, which is keeps the paint from cracking and even the wood from warping. As of right now, because
So you're using Campbell paint?
Say that again?
You're using Campbell from Sherwin-Williams?
I'm not sure exactly if they're using Campbell, because that's with the manufacturing plant, but I can definitely find that out for you.
Do you know if it's waterborne?
Oh, no, this is going to be a latex.
So that's waterborne?
From what I understand, that's what the information
is. Yeah, a latex paint is actually a waterborne finish. But what would be the reasoning why you would go waterborne versus lacquer?
Sir, I'm not sure why the manufacturing plant would do that, but that's what they provide. And I do apologize for the lack of.
It's okay. You do custom colors?
We can do custom depending on what, as long as you stick to the grays or to the darker blacks or even the, let's say, caramel browns, then we can do a custom color, but. Now, if you want something exaggerated like a blue, then unfortunately we're not able to do that.
So you can do color variances in a given spectrum.
In a given spectrum, absolutely. As of right now, we have 12.
Because they're making it in Mexico.
Correct.
And this is basically ready to assemble.
Well, since
what construction method is it? Like, is it a face frame cabinet?
It is a face frame, correct. Yes, it is.
And how is the face frame attached to the box? Is it a little metal bracket with screws? Is it dovetailed? How's it go?
It is a dovetail. English, the drawers are dovetails. So they are English dovetails, because then you have the French dovetail as well.
The frame part is what I'm worried about.
The frame, it's going to have the little, the piece in the middle with the metal brackets in between.
Uh-huh.
I mean, on the sides. So we don't do frameless, unfortunately,
so
at the moment.
So, face frame construction, made in Mexico, distributed out of Gibsonton. How big is your warehouse?
So the warehouse in Gibsonton is 750,000 square feet. The one we have in our corporate office in Ohio, which is 350,000 square feet. And specifically the warehouse, the manufacturing plant is in Mexico. Even our plywood we get from South America, we kind of, stay away from the Taiwan product, if that makes sense.
Okay. And you're doing 12 different colors?
As of right now, we have 12 different colors. And now, once again, if bringing back up the fact that if we need a custom color, then that would only affect the turnaround time. So as of right now, because we are at our busiest time of the year, it's about 10 to 12 days, depending on how you order it. So let's say you order a flat box RTA, it'll be about 10 days. If you want it fully assembled, it'll be about 12 days, and now the custom that you're asking for, even the custom cabinet, would be about 15 to 20 days, because those come directly from Ohio.
What's the cost per cabinet to assemble it?
It's very minimal. It's about $10 per cabinet. I can send you a price list as well. So,
do that. I'd like a price list. Can I get if I have a showroom, can I get some cabinets to put in there? Do I have to buy those? What does that look
like? No, of course. Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. So now if you have a showroom, we can actually even work on the price, which right now we're at 64% off. That's for contractors or subcontractors. Now, with a showroom, we can, let's say, kind of manipulate those numbers, let's say. And
My buddy has a showroom, and I usually buy everything through him.
Mm-hmm. And if you want sample doors, then we could definitely work on that as well. Ooh. And I can almost guarantee you that we can get those to you at no charge.
Well, tell you what. I like to buy everything through my buddy. Not that I'm trying to give away free money, but I don't have a lot of room to be messing around. So what I would do is you send me an email to davidblake@evergreendevelopmentllc.com. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, and then Blake, B-L-A-K-E. David Blake, D-A-V-I-D-B-L-A-K-E, at evergreendevelopmentllc, don't forget the LLC, .com. I will forward that to my buddy. He's on vacation right now.
Okay.
He owns One Stop Home Design Studio in Wilmington.
Okay.
I'll have him take a look at it, see what's happening. Maybe we could do some business indirectly. I mean, I do like, I don't know, I buy 12, 15 kitchens a year for me. He's going to do a lot.
Right. He has more of the,
he's got five, six guys like me that all buy kitchens. And we have other products that we like that we buy that are local. Like, it's not that far. And
well,
it
I
might
mean,
make
if
sense.
It's not that far,
possibly he's already doing business with you. You know?
Maybe. I don't recognize the name, but absolutely, that would make sense. And if you're not that far from Gibsonton, it would be lovely for you to visit the warehouse as well. I can set up.
No, we're in Clearwater, which is 25 minutes south of Tampa.
Well, perfect. Yeah. I mean, we can do that. You can pick up the samples yourself. You don't have to wait for a shipment.
Yeah. Whichever.
Absolutely. That would be amazing.
Send somebody
like, if you want to do that, just let me, as long as you let me know 24 hours in advance, I have Ashton. Well, she's amazing. She'll greet you there.
Oh, yeah. I see it now. You're over on the other coast there, over by, okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You're probably an hour from us, but that's not too bad. You're on just on the outside of Riverview.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Taking 41 to IKEA. Yeah. So we're the other way. We're across 275 down into, Clearwater area.
Clearwater. Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Actually, it'd probably be better if you went 60. Yeah, Wilmington Road. You can take Wilmington. Take
I can send you an email, which right now I can send you the direct address as well. I'm not sure if you're seeing it right now.
Yeah, send me an email with your information.
I'm going to send you the colors that we provide. I'm going to send you a link to our catalog so you can view everything through our website. If you scroll all the way down in the catalog, you can see all the prices. I'm also going to send you a sample of a render that we've done because we can even render you a design.
No, not necessary. My buddy's got 2020. Do you have 2020 catalogs?
We have 2020, exactly what we use. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So we can get the catalogs from you and put them in our own catalog and do it that way.
Absolutely. And then you can actually have a visual picture of what I'm explaining to you here.
Yeah. So that's the deal. Because we're going to want to walk through and see where your limitations are. Certain products, they don't make 33-inch sink bases and shit like that. We want to see where you're at.
No, absolutely. Remember, we are able to do custom as well. So as long as you give us those measurements, just the only thing that it would affect will be the turnaround time.
Okay, so you can do some custom for me. All right,
Absolutely.
So let's see.
So I'm
when I get stuff and it's messed up, what is your process?
So let's say you receive something like scratch, or let's say even if you change your mind on the design and the color, you just ship it back out to us, and we'll ship it back out to you at no extra charge, actually. We provide our own freight as well.
And you keep a certain amount of stuff in stock for emergencies?
We do have RTA in stock, absolutely. Remember, in Gibson alone, it's 750,000 square feet, which combined.
Well, the big thing is, A lot of times those dipsticks will forget to get a piece of scribe or something, and I need to get that shipped overnight.
Like a toe kick or absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's the standard
well, we
kind of thing
that
goes on,
that.
And I got a guy.
Our main
yeah.
goal is here is to not miss something, because then that it hurts our brand, you know? That makes sense.
Well, I get it, but if you're just taking the order, right? Excuse me, I'm trying to finish my dinner, but if you're just taking the order, it's cool, man. It's all right. Those guys don't know how to build kitchens, and then they don't realize we need this piece, and I don't get in there and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
We usually find out in the middle of the afternoon when the guy's installing the shit, and we're like, oh, man.
We're missing,
you know,
promoting. Or
yeah, we're trying to get it relatively quickly. So my question, I think, more directly is, if I called you for a piece of toe kick tomorrow, can I get it in 24 hours?
Mm. 24 hours? It's
can I get it overnight?
I can't promise you 24 hours, but if it's already an order that's been shipped, then...
I'm saying, I ordered the whole kitchen, and I messed it up and forgot one piece of toe kick, and I need one because somebody dropped it off the truck, scratched the shit out of it, or whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
I need it right away. What is your emergency response time frame to help me out?
So, David, once again, I don't want to give you a time frame on
mm-hmm.
exactly what... how long it would take you to receive it, but this is how the process will work here, and I know somebody who has that exact answer for you. So
Okay. Once
if you order something from us or send me a measurements and we render you a design and quote it for you, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
be introducing you to my manager, which her name is Kelly. Kelly has
mm-hmm.
every answer that you are right now
that I'm
asking.
Fishing for. Okay,
yeah,
so you're kind of like a sales guy, and you don't.
I'm in Texas.
Okay.
Kelly is in Florida.
Oh, no, that's fair. I don't know is a perfectly acceptable answer, and you know, the short version of what you're saying is that we'll be assigned a sales rep who can give us all the skinny on that.
Well, she is actually the one in the warehouse.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Right. So me is just I work directly for Cabinet Hub Direct, but it's I'm the face of the company, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And, but at once you, let's say, decide to move forward with us, then you will be talking to Kelly, and she's specifically
okay.
in Florida. You can meet up with her. You can
mm-hmm.
FaceTime or whatever you decide to do. She can meet you at the warehouse. She's going to be the one.
So you're
going to your sample.
You're going to send me over the goods. Okay. Is there something I need to do specifically to make sure that you get credit for the sale or?
No. Just me is just, what I want from you is just, let's say, like what you're already giving it to me is just a little bit of your time and let's say, some measurements where I can, you know, send
mm-hmm.
that over and they can see, okay, well, because we have a lot of people who say that, you know, I'm interested, and we never hear from them. And I understand they're busy, you know, it's
well, no, I'm gonna be able to size your company up in about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to size your company and your pricing probably. You're gonna
yeah.
send me retail?
I'm gonna send you all that. No, this is wholesale. This is not retail.
You're gonna send me wholesale pricing for contractors, and then
for
I'll
everything.
Assume
and
that you're gonna size
subcontractors and contractors only. So right now we're at 64% off the MSRP. Now, we don't sell into like a homeowner. This is we only stick to contractors and subcontractors and showrooms, of course, because those are the.
Well, my buddy's got a showroom, so I assume we'll talk about those numbers a little bit. But so I'm gonna take a look at this email and I'm gonna size you up in a few minutes and I'm gonna figure it out. Did you send it
Absolutely.
Yet?
No, I have not sent it yet. But if you allow me
okay.
a second, you know, if you have any other questions.
Yeah, if you want to send a quick test bomb on me and make sure I get it, I'll let you know when I'm on the line here.
All right, give me one.
If you want to shoot me out a quick, like, hey, test, just check and make sure this is the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Give me one second.
Well, then you can gather your thoughts and your time and send a real thing later, you know.
This is the real thing. There's no other real thing.
No, I mean, you could send a quick, just, hey, this is so-and-so testing out the email with no you don't have to go through all the hoops this very second. You might want to get out of your office and do something else today or whatever, but just trying to give you an opportunity while I'm still on the line to check the email.
Well, I'm actually kind of embarrassed that I'm calling you while you're eating dinner.
No, man, it's okay, dude. I'm just, you know, I do business all day long, man, and it's fucking 6:30 at night, and my dinner's hot, and I'm going to eat it, you know. And if you want to sit through the chewing, you're welcome to have my time.
It seems like you have a legit product, man. I mean, we'd always be interested if you, you know, it's not always about price, man. Maybe it's price, maybe it's better service, maybe it's whatever. I'm always interested in checking it out.
I'm glad you're saying that as well, David, because I'm not like I know your buddy probably has already five different people, like you said. But options are always good, right? I mean, I want to be part of the team. If that makes sense.
You're coming across with the appropriate, you know, approach, dude. You know, you're not being pushy with me.
Well, I'm being honest.
Representing
your
company appropriately. We'll toe dip on it. We'll get an order. We'll see what's up. Maybe we'll order a vanity or something. See how we like it.
Sure, absolutely. We can get you sample vanities as well. I mean, he can have one in the showroom and stuff
like that. Yeah, man. No,
check it out, David. I just sent
that. Let's make sure we're going to do business. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Before we make you jump through too many hoops. I don't want to. I mean,
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to do business, it becomes much more important. If we're not, I don't want to make you jump through a bunch of hoops, waste a bunch of your company's money. Here we go. Nice. Jose Romero.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Cool. Okay. So is this what I'm forwarding, or is this just the test email?
No. That's the sample. That's the colors we provide. That's a link to our website. View our catalog there. Scroll all the way down. You see all the prices.
Oh, so you got a little sample kitchen here.
I sent the sample kitchen. We've done that with the previous contractor. I sent our top 10 SKUs that we have, and then that gives you the difference between RTA and assemble, so you can see the difference, which is about $10, give or take, let's say. And gives you all the info. Now, custom, just you got to specify the color with us, and I get a hold of Kelly, which she has. At the end of the day, Kelly has a final answer, a final decision, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's the quote, 4144. That's for the whole kitchen.
That's for the whole kitchen, and that's at 64%.
Okay. My buddy might be a little more pressing about that, but that doesn't look bad to me. Okay, so, you know, I think in general it's in the ballpark. Let's take a look. You got ASB, BC. These are full overlay. Okay, door style looks cool. Some of these are kind of redundant, but we'll see. Okay, I'll run it by him, man, and see what he says. And if you don't hear from us, it'll be because he's already got this shit in the showroom. I mean, it's possible he does. I don't know if he uses Cabinet Hub Direct necessarily. But, you know, we'll take a look and see.
I understand, David. Absolutely.
I like this green one.
Oh, yeah, that sage green, we just added that fresh sage. The black, the midnight black, we just added those. Those are becoming, they're taking over the white shaker in Florida. White shaker is still very popular, but a lot of people have been ordering those.
The only thing I will say, man, is that, you know, when it comes to some of your stains here that I can see, I can tell that they're waterborne finishes because they're a little splotchy. And it's just, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt, dude. I used to be in the cabinet business. So especially like this WPG one, the gray here, the dark gray.
Right, and then the West Point.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably do that in a rental or something. But other than that, we couldn't put that anywhere we work, you know, just because of the level of inconsistency in the finish. And it's just a method.
Well, remember our paint that we use with the high-tech system that we use is it makes sure that our every cabinet matches the master cabinet, you know, the master door.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you – how do I explain this? Okay, so – how much do you understand about finish chemistry? Anything?
I might be a little ignorant on that, David, to be honest.
All right, well, let me educate you just a little bit. So if you're using IC stains out of Italy, per se, right? Mm-hmm. These are solid lacquer stains. Now, you stain the cabinet in lacquer, right?
Right.
And I'm sure you know enough to realize that if I stain something in lacquer, then if I use lacquer products or lacquer thinner on it, it will thin that stain, right?
Correct.
So if I stain it in a waterborne stain, right, or if I'm going to stain it in a solvent stain, let it dry and hit it with a waterborne top coat, It doesn't do anything else to that stain. So however I sprayed it, that's how it is, and then I'm locking it in with a waterborne top coat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're spraying it with a lacquer stain and then you go back over it with a lacquer top coat, what will happen is the lacquer will dissolve that stain and lift it from the wood that has less porosity. And that's going to do two things for you. It's going to sort of lift your stain and make it look a little more three-dimensional. It'll bring out the variances in the wood grain, which kind of beautifies your product, and it also helps it become a little bit more consistent. So you're not getting that splotchiness of color that has nothing to do with wood grain. It's just how it is. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. It doesn't look all splattered. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit less consistent. Like if you look at WPG on your web, on your picture here, and then you look at CS, the CS cabinet's much better. You're always going to see a differentiation between your vertical rails and your horizontal rails because that's the way the light plays with the grain, right?
Correct.
But when you look at WPG, you're not seeing that. You're seeing this finish that's a little bit splotchy, which, you know, nothing against you, man. You know, you guys have your method. It's working for you, and that's cool. I'm just saying I can't put that particular product in a million-dollar house. Maybe the MO1 or maybe the HS. What is that, by the way? The HS, is that hickory?
The hickory shaker? That's just a
that's
just a regular.
So that's a clear regular finish on that.
Correct, yeah.
That looks good. Yeah, so, I mean, there's some things I like about it, you know, so let's check it out. I'm going to send it along, see what he thinks, okay?
Okay, David. Listen, once again, I appreciate your time, David. I know that you're probably home trying to relax with your family.
Yeah, it's better that you reach out now, man. If you reached out this afternoon, you would have got hung up on, for sure.
Well, I'm glad I did.
I'm just being honest. So if you want to follow up after 5, that'd be your time to do it, man. Don't try to hit me up. You know, if you have a follow-up call or something, don't hit me up at 3 in the afternoon or 2 because I'm going to be, you know, Yeah, I don't have time to be talking.
So do you mind me asking, what do you do now, David, that you don't do cabinets anymore?
I do all RTA stuff, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
That's what I do. But I used to build cabinets. Like, I know so much about it because
your knowledge seems very, very, very detailed.
No, I used to own a cabinet company. My buddy and I both co-owned it. We sold it because nobody loves wood as much as it costs, you know. I mean, it's a simple math problem. Would you like to make $1,000 in 6 weeks, or would you like to make $1,000 in an hour? It's just one choose one. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Kind of, you know, it starts to become obvious.
David, I appreciate your what you taught me today. I really do.
I try to be candid with people, and you know, you may not be able to change things in your place of business, but if anybody ever asks you. You know.
Right, but now I have an answer for that question, and that's
what is
that's
the number pricey. One critique about our product? You know, when somebody asks you, you could have an answer. You could say, "Well, hey, you know, this is one of them. I mean, I see a full overlay cabinet. I'm hearing that there's dovetails. I'm hearing half inch and three quarters, and I'm hearing all the right boxes being checked." You know, finish quality is important. And sometimes, and in a lot of product lines, it limits us to, you know, doing solid colors, which are a little bit easier to manufacture. You know what I mean?
Correct.
And that's just coming from a place where, you know, I mean, people are persnickety about their finishes, especially when they're trying to see the wood grain. Anyway,
of course.
Hopefully that helps you, man. I don't mind.
It does help me a lot, David. Once again, your time is very valuable, and I appreciate it. And I hope to hear back from you, David. You enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
All right. Talk soon. All right. Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.